Hey, Adrian, I'm sorry. Did you say we have a quorum or we're
Yeah,
go?
now we have near perfect attendance.
Okay.
It's all yours.
All right. Thank you. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is our April 24th, 2025, Washoe County EMS Alliance meeting. So we've got an agenda here. Thank you, Yara, for getting this out to us. We'll start with adoption of the agenda. Looking for a motion from governing body members to adopt our agenda for today.
So moved.
I'll second.
Perfect. All right. Thank you. You're sent out the February meetings. Reminder, we didn't have a meeting in March. It was over spring break. So hopefully everybody got a chance to review those minutes. And I guess, does anybody have any questions or anything noted in those minutes that we need to update that weren't reflected that you feel like there should be? All right, hearing none, then request board members to make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from February.
So moved.
All right. Well, now we're moving down to, I guess we got any public comments. Do we have any, Adrian or Yura? Do we have anything?
No, we don't have anybody signed up.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, we will move to our second section of the agenda. That's the strategic planning. So we had had a discussion. Had reached out to Chief Downey, Chief Geary, and I, and I think Adrian was part of the discussion too. Our last meeting was pretty quick. I think it was about 48 minutes in total. And kind of the question was, do we need to maybe readdress the cadence or the length of time for meetings that are scheduled? And some of that's rooted in all the work that people prior to me, so I can't take any credit for it, getting the framework of the alliance, the governing documents, the charters for each work group. A lot of time was spent in that early on in the meetings, and as this thing was coming together, and we're kind of getting to a maybe a little bit different space. So I kind of want to throw that out as a discussion. I think there's a few different options we could look at it. Maybe keep it at 2 hours and move it to every other month, or keep it every month as we are, and have it scheduled for an hour. And if it goes over, then we can navigate it at that point. That's a, I guess. I wanted to have that as a discussion with the voting members of the group. See if anybody has any thoughts, concerns, comments, or feedback, or even outside members as well, or no, just not voting members.
I would I'm pretty flexible with anything. It is nice to have it available monthly in case something, on fire comes up, so to speak, so we know that, within a little bit of time we'll all be coming together naturally, because all the calendars reflected in this meeting are real hard to find one space on.
Absolutely.
I would recommend we do it once a month, but keep it to an hour. And if we have to, like you said, if it's some urgent topic, we can adjust if our schedules allow. But I think every other month we might miss something. But if we could limit it to so we could plan that hour, that'd be great.
I agree. That sounds good.
Okay, when I went through the governing documents, nothing outlines how long the meetings need to be. So I think we probably don't need to take a vote on this. Just is there anybody opposed to the idea of moving it to an hour instead of two? And should something arise and we need to carry longer, then we will. Okay, hearing no opposition, then I think we'll try to move these to an hour moving forward, continuing with the every month cadence. All right, next topic, we have the work group reports. I will, I guess resource management starts off first. So I chair that group right now, and I guess I'll kick off. So we met Thursday the 17th. We continued our discussion. We didn't have the full work group there this time. We continued our discussion around the RIDES module with the First Watch. As a group, we collectively thought that we wanted to make a recommendation to the voting members that we bring in First Watch to give us maybe a 20-minute presentation, which obviously now that we're going to go to an hour just eats up a third of the future meetings. But give them the opportunity to present their tool. When we looked at the work group charter under the objectives, I think the third bullet kind of spoke to this as far as the evaluation, recommending how best to achieve system-wide incident priorities and resource management capabilities, and the oversight to sustain both. That module allows us to kind of forecast and predict if we made changes, what they would look like based on the data that we had, versus run a pilot. Oh, this isn't working, or that is working. How do we turn this back off and get it back to normal? And all the things that happen when you maybe overstep on a pilot, and the consequences that could be discovered, unfortunately. So we kind of felt that that would be something we'd like to bring forward with the recommendation that we bring the First Watch organization in and give us a kind of a light version presentation, not necessarily with the intent of selling as their product, but showing as their product and its capabilities to the Washington County EMS system. So I guess I would ask, is there any questions or feedback or concerns about bringing them into our next meeting to give a small presentation? Okay, hearing none. Tim, would you want to add any context to that that maybe I missed?
No, I think you covered it actually very well. Just that predictive modeling using data that we already have. So again, just reiterating what you said so we don't accidentally overstep on a pilot.
Yeah, I think that's kind of an exciting opportunity as we continue to kind of navigate, try to understand our system. It gives us just something that we don't have right now. There's some cost associated with it, and I think we'll navigate that as we get to it. I think it's a in the cost of everything right now, I think it's a reasonable cost. It definitely was not sticker shock when they gave us kind of a rough guesstimate.
Yeah, it was about 18,000, and I don't remember the maintenance was something, but again, like you said, not sticker shock. They are available. When we had the conversation, I made sure they're available for the next meeting time so we can get them on the agenda, no problem, if folks are interested in seeing what it's about.
Great. Thank you. Okay. I guess that's it for. Does anybody have any questions for the resource management group before we move on? All right. Hearing none. We have the data work group. Jack, I think that's you.
Yeah, I can do an update on that. So work on our countywide data use agreement continues. It's kind of slow, but we're getting there inch by inch. So the data working group met March 12th to address some issues that had come up among partners, mostly surrounding the scope of the data, some concerns that it wasn't specific enough. So a group agreed to insert some specific references to data improvement projects, emanating largely from our clinical QI committee, so it's covered by confidentiality clauses and things like that, as well as a couple of other points. There were some inconsistencies in the document that needed addressing, so that's being addressed. We have a version 3 now, a shiny new version 3, and that's in front of our lawyers for review. So we'll get that back out to you in the next few days, hopefully. So that's kind of where we are right now. That's our progress so far. Hopefully, we'll get this wrapped up soon rather than later, because the data is starting to be throttled a little bit at the moment. So quicker the better. So stand by for that. Any questions on that? All right, hearing none. Thanks.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, I think that's especially if we get into the RIDES module. Some of this stuff is going to be really important that we button this up collectively. So I appreciate you guys' work on getting that definitions a little tighter defined for everybody. All right, next work group, we have the governance document work group. I'm trying to think who's anybody want to speak to that? Tim, you want to take that?
Yeah, that's generally me. This is an easy one. No updates. Just it can be one thing, it should be efficient.
The three B's, right? Be brief, be brilliant, be gone.
That's it.
All right. Okay, thank you, Tim. Next one, we have system stewardship. We actually met Tuesday the 22nd. And kind of the update for that group, I'm really proud of the work that's been done. Again, Tim, I give Tim a lot of accolades because he deserves them. So we, while there is no system enhancement earmarked money right now, we did have the ability to build all the work. So once something is defined, the framework for what does a request look like, what criteria does it meet, how does it come in, how do we analyze it? So pretty much all that front end work is done. I think Tim said we have to kind of button up one piece, and I'll let him speak to that as far as how do I apply and what does the checklist look like. So super excited for that group, because I think we've done just about everything we can do until there's something requested of us. There's some other things, and I'll let as far as the grant concept that we kind of talked about, as far as, hey, system enhancement said no, but hey, here's a list of other places you could go to get money from. Tim, you want to add to that?
Sure. So, speaking on the system enhancement side, really the one piece kind of left to button up is that application form. I think we've identified all the pieces of information that we'd want to see from a request or a proposal. What does it cover? How does it impact the system? If it is a device or X widget for one department in particular, how does that again, kind of spread across the system since it's system enhancement, and those types of things, deliverables, timelines, et cetera. The form that I'm trying to create, it just needs some polishing. I'm really just taking all the things that we talked about, put it into a PDF, and trying to make it a fillable form for that. We just had one standard kind of application, like if you write for a grant and you just kind of fill in the fields. In that document. First one that I've put together. So I've hit the irritating. You put the text box in, and the text starts in the direct middle of the box and doesn't wrap. So you just have like one long string of sentences. So just kind of polishing that all up, and then I'll send it back out to the work group for review. On the stewardship side, kind of during group creation, that side was always a little nebulous. And actually, what are we doing? And it kind of landed that, with EMS being a medical endeavor, what does reimbursement look like? What kind of things legislatively at the national, state, and local levels look like? And how does that have impact on costs and cost recovery for EMS? So this group would kind of have their heads up and attuned for those things, and also if there are grant opportunities, like Chief Mario mentioned, if somebody comes to the system enhancement fund group and says, "I have idea for X project, it's going to cost this much money," in our kind of our estimation, it doesn't really kind of fit the ethos of what we think system enhancement funding is. We can say it's a great idea, but why don't you try for this grant here? This is available, or check these resources over there. That thing could be a bit of a clearinghouse, per se, for different grant opportunities. It would still be on the requester's part to write the grant and to fill it all out. This group could provide maybe some technical support or advice, but it would be more on the person to write the grant rather than the group writes the grant for them. But those are still things that we're forming, kind of building that cache of possible grant sites, for future requests.
Thanks, Tim. Any questions for the system enhancement work group? Okay, hearing none. That's kind of through our work group reports. Guess we'll move to the agenda, or excuse me, the agency updates, kind of round robin. EMS, guess we can start with we got AMR here. If they got any updates, go to the order stuff for the group. Excuse me, I went out of turn. I'm sorry. Stand by. EMS, I think that's for the county EMS.
So our big thing right now is many of you know about the training ambulance that we have as a resource for training. In the last handful of years, it has been very lightly used. So we are kind of shopping around to see if it's time for it to move, hopefully to an academic setting. But out of the county to get better utility. What we've found in the last few years is we're begging for places to put it periodically, like once. It's been asked for and used for training, but it costs about $4,000 a year to have, and we'll need maintenance here soon enough as well. So we're really, my hope is that we can, work with one of the academic institutions and sign it over to them, and then they can continue to make paramedics for everyone. But wanted to check with this group as well. We went to the CSP last week or earlier this week to also ask, just to make sure that we're checking in with all the stakeholders who 14 years ago now, worked together to develop and design the simulation ambulance. So I'm really looking for any concerns with us finding a new home for it, or if any of you want to be that home and actually take it and owner and own it, that would be the other thing too, because keeping it, with the people who built it is obviously an option as well.
An interesting option, Adrian. I'm wondering, have you spoken with the folks at OIT?
We spoke to them about a year ago, and we're working on an agreement to house it with them for them to use. So we'd go back to them now and say, hey, that IGA thing was a thing and that was fun, but would you like to own it instead, for the low, low price of fixing its transmission, apparently?
I mean, I think it makes sense to have it as a resource, but it would be nice to have it available in case the county decides to do some regional-wide training where you have, it's nice to have. I think the vision originally was that the county would lend it to the mainly Western fire departments, Western County, but it sounds like they almost all have their own rigs that they can currently use. So it's become less of a resource than envisioned when Jonathan Chin put it together. So I would agree. I think it would be nice to have it in a training institution. And I think OHSUIT could benefit from it, but sounds like a separate discussion.
Thanks. Any other concerns at all? If not, we'll start discussions and see if one of the academic groups would like to have it.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Adrian. I got one other thing. I think Tim could probably speak to it, and that's our what are we calling this here? The G20 group and the ambulance service contingency plan. I think this is probably a good spot since Tim has done the majority of the work for this, that maybe you want to share kind of where it's at.
Yeah, it's still it's moving a little bit slower now again, with the very impending threat of potential labor action with AMR. That definitely added a lot of urgency to it, and I think we got it into a pretty decent place that if we needed to deploy at that moment, we could have. But now it's to the point where it's the point of the plan that still has more to be created, developed, framework, however you want to say it, is more of the after action phases. So my words are escaping me right now, but the kind of the adjudication of cost recovery, what does return to steady state look like, releasing of resources that may have been brought in from outside the county. Or depending on the size and complexity of the event outside of the state, kind of those types of things. So it's the wind down and the cleanup phases of the document left to go. And then, again, since we have less time pressure or constraint, we can then go back through the front half of it and really polish that, make sure that it aligns with other local and regional documents and those types of things. So we're still moving forward, maybe just not at the blistering pace that we had been initially.
Thank you, Tim. And I always like to give Tim his flowers on this one because he's very humble with it, but it's a 78-page document. And to his point, if we needed to stand it up today, we have some framework and some process that we could definitely work from. So thank you again for your work on that, Tim. I think I know you're very humble with it, but it's in a really good spot.
Well, smoke and mirrors, rip off and duplicate. Words I live by.
Okay. Any questions for County EMS? All right. I'll move to medical directors. I see Dr. Dye is on here. Dr. Dye, you got anything for the group?
No, I just want to update them that last week when we had our PVF run service, we had Eric Yeager come out, and he did a great job. I think we're going to try to record his presentation at some point, and then if anybody's interested, we're happy to share that. I'm trying to think anything else. Protocol Development Committee continues. We are looking at some of our current armamentarium of medications and some of our protocols to see what we can continue to improve. I don't think there's much more that I have that I know of. So that's it.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Dia. I don't see Dr. Sani or any other medical directors on. Okay. We'll move to WACA.
Hi, yes, Jennifer. Mark's on vacation this week. So with us, we've just been working with Nurse Navigator to try to firm up that process. We had there was a call yesterday, or I'm sorry, yesterday, that was to talk about the data and the call response times, because we believe our response times were on hold down there for 2 minutes, and they're showing it's like 35 seconds. So we're trying to marry those two things up. Are they looking at the same thing that we're looking at? So we're still working through that. So that's still a work in progress. And then the only other thing going on at WAC is we have a telecommunicator academy going on right now, in-house academy. We have two that are graduating from our in-house academy tomorrow that will be hitting the floor as call takers. So excited for that.
Nice. Any questions for WACA? Okay, hearing none. TBFNR. I guess. Hey, Chief Weiss, you got anything you want to add before I start talking?
It's all you.
Yeah, nice. How did I know that was going to happen? TBFNR, not a lot to update. Dr. Dia touched on it. We had our EMS in service. Had really good turnout for our organization. Super happy with that. A lot of good stuff in that training. Our community paramedics are doing exceptional work, continuing to kind of assess that data and analytics to put value to it, which is kind of can be difficult to do. But we do know they create a near 50% reduction when they engage clientele of the 911 utilization. So that in that resource navigation, very effective. Super proud of that group. Our ARM unit is that pilot program we have through Dispatch Health with the PA. That's continuing to pick up momentum. We saw an increase in the last month in the utilization of that. And then, those are the highlights. And we're just about ready to roll out a community risk reduction program that goes into our licensed care facilities, kind of explains their impact on the 911 system and what tools and resources we actually have as a system. And then some fall prevention, fire prevention content for them. So that's about to roll out. Those are kind of the highlights for TBFNR right now. Any questions for TBFNR? All right, Hillsboro.
Hey, everybody. I do not have anything, but I will defer to Chief Espinoza if he might.
Yeah, we don't have anything for this committee that's very specific. I know we're still onboarding with Chief Tanner. He's interested in working with, he's actually been working with a rep from First Watch, or, trying to get himself up to speed. So if we do run a bring them in for a class. I'd like to bring them over. And that things have been pretty smooth. And we, again, we're watching the nurse nav as well.
Any questions for Hillsborough? Hearing none. Forest Grove.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Things on the West End are looking great. Not a huge EMS push right now, other than we did do 2 days of virtual training with First Watch to get some user training and some administrator training for staff here. That has gone really, really well. We've expanded beyond what we're doing in the EMS side. We've expanded utilization of First Watch into the fire side of our shop. It's costing us a little bit more money, but it's offering us some data sets that we haven't been able to mine out of our own data before. So pretty exceptional, very excited about that. Working on some virtual dashboard work, stuff that we can share with our electeds and City Hall, and at looking at options to be able to share some de-identified data with our public. So pretty stoked about that. And then for those of you that are following, we had an untoward event on a call here that has ties to a nurse navigation call. I've emailed the group. We're working a QI process on that, and I understand others are as well. Kind of a interesting scenario, and just not quite sure of all the pieces there, but I know players are working. So as a reminder, if anybody's working that project and you have information to share, please communicate that up to the team. We're interested in learning more about that so that we can try and avoid a similar situation in the future. I think that's the big highlights for the West End, unless there's any questions.
All right, no questions. And I'm not sure if Chief Morris is on for Cornelius Fire. They're on our agenda now, and is there anybody here from Cornelius? All right, hearing none. Banks Fire, Chief Lenz.
I have nothing. I'll defer to Andrew. He'll give a report.
You're up, Andrew.
Sorry, I'm on my phone trying to figure out how to get to speaking. Hopefully everyone can hear me. Banks really doesn't have a whole lot. We did have the county ambulance inspectors come out last week to take a look at Rescue 13. They seemed pretty happy with it and told us that we didn't have any deficiencies on it. So it remains licensed as a transporting unit for Banks. So we have two available. Other than that, we're just kind of moving along with what we normally do. So that's all I got for Banks.
Any questions for Banks? Okay, hearing none. Now, AMR, you're up.
Good afternoon, everybody. For AMR, not a whole lot to report. Staffing continues to improve. We're getting more medics coming in every month. We've just got done with our last group of sponsor medics. They're finishing up their FF right now. We got a bunch more that are starting their clinicals and internship here shortly. Other than that, not much to update. Everything's just on the up and up and slowly improving.
Yeah, thanks, Zach. I'm just going to jump in a little bit. I don't know if anybody read the recent media on Multnomah County, but AMR Oregon is endeavoring into relationships with Australian medics. We're working with a service out of San Diego on the visa processing and such. So we're really excited about it. It's kind of this turning over every stone type of effort. And they have a glut of them. So we're going to pilot this in Portland to start and see how we do with the whole visa. And it really is kind of complicated. But if we start seeing success in this program, I'm going to make it widespread. Just FYI.
So Rob, when you say that, you're talking Portland and AMR Multco, you're going to start it
yeah,
there?
We're going to endeavor into it. It's a pretty long process. It's about 3 to 3.5 months from identification of candidate to they're really actually doing anything for us. The training program's really cool. If any of you guys are former or current educators, ring us up because we learned a lot about it, and it's really kind of incredible. So really one of those things that I have to compliment my parent company, GMR, with the bandwidth and capacity to make these connections for us. And this is one of those things that might have good output.
Any other questions for AMR? All right, hearing none. Metro West, I'm not sure if Larry's on here. Do we have a representative of Metro West on today?
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. This is Ben Madwell. I'm sitting in for Larry. He's out on a CAS accreditation. Not too much to know on the Metro West side. We're just continuing to hire. We're in the middle of our monthly new hire orientation week. So bringing on about 10 new hires right now and just continuing to try to support all of our hospital partners.
Any questions for Metro West? All right. I think we got through our list of round robin. Did anybody, did I miss anybody? There's a lot of names on here. I don't see a lot of faces. Did I miss anybody in the round robin that didn't get an opportunity to give an update to the Alliance? Okay. Hearing none, we're to the good of the order. Public comments. I
think that as a member of the public also, I think that the 1 hour meeting will work really well. It'll be tight when we have a presentation, but we don't do that very often. But I think that really with the work shifting more at the work group level and just updating everyone here, it works real well to officially shift it down to 1 hour and go forward. So this meeting made me feel even better about that.
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable because I'm looking at the clock here going, this is a little fast, but I think probably to your point that the work has shifted and now we're just getting report outs, the conversations and the work's being done elsewhere now, not in this meeting, which is a good sign. I think it's a healthy sign for the county and the Alliance that's taking place.
I would go back for the EMS team at the county. We are in the middle of recruiting for Tim's position, we'll be done sometime in mid to late May. We had some HR hurdles. And then Tim will overlap with the new person. Still reachable by the same old email or Teams for those of you who talk directly to us in Teams, but will not respond to a text message. So for those of you who actively talk to Tim on text quite often, just know that route is no longer there. You got to go slow now.
All right. Well, that was 34 minutes of updates. And I want to thank everybody for attending today. Jack, looking forward to getting that document from you and the rest of us getting on board where we can to get that moving, because that's going to support a lot of the work that I think that needs to happen next. So if your agency could be prudent with their efforts to read it, get it through your legal, figure out what needs to be solved so we can move this Alliance forward. With that comment, I think I'll close it if nobody has anything else. All right. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy your sunny afternoon.
Thanks, everyone.
Appreciate your time.